Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsor.
Listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, with me, your host, Deborah Wolf, Deb Wolf. And today, once again, I get to talk with Radio UR Republic's the best, my favorite, Autry Pruitt. Welcome to the show, Autry.
Thank you so much, Deb. How are you doing today?
Well, first I should say happy birthday.
Thanks. Whose birthday is it?
It's not your birthday?
No.
You know what? Skype thinks it's your birthday. It gave
Skype
me a little
does.
Alert today. Yes, it told me right next to your... It said it's his birthday. So I thought, I better mention it. I'll look like I keep track of these things and I'm one of these people that keeps a book in my kitchen, you know? And writes in long hand and beautiful penmanship everyone's birthdays. Yeah,
sure. Oh, man. No, my birthday is July... July 10th. I'm like,
oh, no, you said, now the pressure's on for July. I've got to remember. Okay, I'm getting out my book and my long quill pen. July.
Well, now I'm trying to figure out why this is my March. Oh, you know what it is? It's the birthday of the show. It's the birthday of your republic. March 26th. Yeah.
Republic's birthday.
That's correct. Okay. March 26, 2015 was the first show that Your Republic aired.
Well, congratulations. Happy birthday, Your Republic.
Wow. Holy mackerel. At that time, I remember that first show because I was taking care of this little teacup puppy. And
right.
It was like nipping at me the entire show.
Yeah, puppies and kids, they don't always quiet when you need them to. One of those things, it's a guarantee the puppy will need something, the baby will fuss right when you're live on air with no other adults around. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah, my early shows were pre-recorded. Man, Deb, you took me back. You took me back. Wow.
Well,
what's on the agenda today? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We have a couple guests. I want you to try your luck at guessing. Let's see how well your intuition is working, because before we came on the air, I went through about 7 emails looking for the name of this guy. And in every single email, he is only referred to as C. Perkins. Very mysterious. What do you think the C stands for? He's our second guest. Yes.
C. Perkins.
See, now we could cheat and look up his company and then find his LinkedIn.
Well, first of all, I don't even know who's coming up.
It's someone from Fido Pet Products, but we have to guess what would the C be for? If you,
I don't know.
Fido...
If I had to guess, I would. I mean, I guess the easiest guess would be to say Charles.
That's what I'm thinking.
I would
Charles
say
Carl, maybe Carl or Charles. Okay, well, we'll have to.
Or is it? Or wait, or is it like a woman?
Oh, Carol.
Carol or, you know what? I have a friend named Christina.
Yeah.
She works for us. She's our art director at Your Republic, Christina. So is it a woman or a man is number one?
That's a, you know, and sometimes that distinction is hard to make. I noticed there was something hitting the web the other day showing this woman, at least that's what it looked like, a woman in a man's washroom taking a selfie of herself. And then there was a man. At least that's what it looked like. In a woman's washroom, taking a selfie of himself. And in each case, these people are transgender and they're trying to prove the point that, you know, I should not be using the washroom that was assigned me at birth because I don't look like that anymore.
Yeah.
And it was really, really striking. So sometimes it's not so easy to tell. And with dogs, I was recently away and I got a call really early on Florida time where I was, almost an emergency call from my house sitter. And the call was, the boy dog and the girl dog have been together all night. You better do something. Now, that's because my girl dog was in heat, and I left instructions for them to be separated. But what I did was I texted my staff and was able to figure out that, no, this house sitter meant well, but he actually got the gender wrong. The two dogs that together all night are both female, and there's no problem with that. And so, but you know what? It's not always easy to tell, is it?
It's not. Now, listen, where were you? I noticed you tried to be a little secretive here.
Yes, I was in Florida.
You were in Florida. Now, why the hell didn't you call me?
Well, aren't you in Texas?
No, I'm in Florida right now. I've been in Florida for like 2 weeks.
I didn't know that. I thought you went from Austin to Manhattan and back again over and
over.
You
know what? This is the problem. You deal a little bit too much with animals.
So That's not what you do.
you're waiting for animals to bark or something. No, we had this discussion last time. I'm in Florida. I was in Florida doing shows, and you didn't look me up. Now I'm sad.
Where in Florida were you?
West Palm Beach.
Oh,
I'm in Florida right now. I'm in the Florida studio right now. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I'm back in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
I am so disappointed. We could have went to dinner and stuff.
I know. Now I'm thinking, maybe next year. I usually go once a year. I visit my mom, bring my kids with me.
And your mom's here?
In the winters.
I could have asked for your hand in marriage and everything all in one.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
He asked for my paw.
You know what, listeners? She doesn't, you know. I've been trying to marry Deb for years now. It's not working out. It's not working out.
No, not working out. Well, I think at least we have to meet before I could make such a decision. Don't you think?
Well, no, you made no.
You think I've already made it, huh?
Yeah, it's good to go. It's good to go. So your dogs, now they're not neutered or anything or spayed or?
Well, no, I do have a breeding pair. In fact, just before I came on air, I was out there helping them do their thing. They're going to have a litter of puppies this summer, a standard poodle, purebred.
How do they need help? Don't they just do it naturally?
Yeah, you see, people think that. And I kind of wanted to talk about this on air, but it's a little disturbing. But people think, just let them be dogs and it'll all be fine. Female animals, dogs and cats, come into heat when they're not really adult yet. So a lot of people make the mistake of letting them breed too early, and it's really not healthy for a juvenile animal to have a litter. In the wild, there are other checks and balances in this. So a coyote pack, for example, only the high-ranking females get to mate anyway. So the youngest juvenile is not going to get pregnant unless the pack really needs the numbers. So there's all these other checks and balances that we don't think of besides the sterilization of animals. But so even with breeders and people who intentionally want to breed their dogs, you do have to wait till they're about two, the girls, and the boys at least one. But I would suggest you wait till two. But
that doesn't answer the question, though, because you're talking about dogs that are younger. Obviously, yours are ready. So why couldn't you just let them be in a little room together and do what they got to do?
Well, that's the first thing people do wrong. The second thing people do wrong, we only have 2 minutes, so we'll have to come back and talk more about this.
I want to know about the sex habits of dogs and cats. I'll learn something.
You know the saying they have in England where a man says, "Oh, yeah, I scored last night. I got my leg over." Have you ever heard that?
No.
Well, it comes from the dog world, and I'll explain that when we come back from the break because it's detailed. But there's a 15-day or so, depending on the dog, cycle where everybody, all the boys want her, but she's not exactly ready to have her puppies yet. The 5 or 10 days of ovulation is in the middle. And so you don't want her getting hurt and exhausted. You don't want them getting hurt and exhausted. So there's reasons you keep them apart until it's actually time, especially if you want puppies.
But in nature, there's other checks and balances that this happens in nature.
She would hide somewhere and only come out when she's really ready. Or she would fend them all off. You know, she can get pretty aggressive when she's not quite there and the boys think, close enough, you know.
Don't hide it. I mean, the people listening to this show have pets. They know.
They know. You know,
half of them had sex this morning and their dogs were staring at them while they were doing it.
Well, yes. And now I'm the opposite. I have to stare at my dogs while they're doing it. Okay, well, stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. We'll talk about dog sex and some other things, too. With Autry Pruitt and me, Deb Wolf. Stay tuned. And anytime you're near, I know.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924. Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting and very safe to use.
Wait, was that on air?
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio,
and we're having too much fun. I think that was on air.
You're having too much fun. I really hope
was that because he just wrote by mistake, the producer.
No, I think he's recording everything we say in the breaks to amuse himself later because this is really funny stuff. Okay, so let's get back to the program. And we were talking about mating, but I want to ask you a question because it came out of the news. How many first responders, it's sort of like one of those knock-knock type jokes. How many first responders do you think it takes to catch a steer in downtown Victoria?
Victoria, the city. England?
No, here in British Columbia. It's a city. It's a medium-sized city.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you said Victoria like we're talking about New York or Paris. Good. You know what? You Canadians are so uptight.
Lovely. Excuse me, but Victoria is lovely. And they have pink blooming flowers all over the city. They've already done their flower count. Cherry trees. You know what? Our weather rocks. So I got to say.
Yes. Your weather rocks. That's why you spent the past few weeks down here in Florida, because your weather was so good.
I know. It does rain a lot. You kind of have to have a
six steer.
That's just half full of attitude.
I mean, six people.
One steer. How many first responders does it take to catch one steer in downtown
Victoria? Six individuals.
Actually,
four men, two women.
It takes 10. I don't know their gender. As you know, I have trouble with gender.
Yeah, you do have trouble with genders. I can testify to that.
No. Yeah, seriously. No, 10 first responders. I could tell an unneutered dog from about 60 feet probably from its behavior and its posture. So I'm pretty good at this stuff. But anyway, 10
is, can you tell a neutered man from 60 feet the posture?
Know,
that's the question.
No, and there's all these cover-ups now. So you just can't tell between the Botox and the hair dye and the funny
the
pills.
Men.
You just don't know what you got, really.
That's why people prefer pets, because, you know, with folks now, you don't know what you're getting. I'm not even talking in terms of gender identity or sexual orientation. You know, you get a dog, you know a dog. I got a dog, it's a dog. I know it.
That dog runs well. Okay.
You know, you get a man or a woman, you know, it depends on which side. Anyway, let me not say that.
Where are you going with this?
Who's
topic?
Don? Who's Don? Oh, I guess
that's our first guest. We have Don coming on. Don Sorokin. Well, I answered it already. You were just so busy having a good time. 10. It takes 10 first responders.
No, but you didn't tell the background. You just said a random. How many steer does it? I mean, that was sort of random. What's the background?
This is in-depth journalism, Audrey. We're going to go in-depth on this pet story. It's a conspiracy theory, really. Okay, well, there were two steers, so I really did hide that from you.
Are you sure it's not sty?
No, steers, like bulls, you know. But they're young.
They're
young male.
I was making a grammatical joke. Anyway,
okay.
Go ahead.
But I'm they're two young bovines, but male, so steers. And they got loose off a truck and they ended up running through downtown Victoria, which is a city, even though it's not New York or London. We've established that. Anyway, they ran through the city. They got cornered in a park. One of them surrendered quite easily. The other one gave chase for hours, and it took 10 first responders to catch this thing.
Don't they have a tranquilizer gun?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they were headed for market. I really don't know where they were going or Ooh, what the details were. Yeah, behind why they didn't just shoot the thing. But but it was interesting to see them all running after it. It was really funny to watch on the news.
Ooh, what does Don do? I guess he's coming on next.
Well, you see, Don Sorokin's from Doggy Don, and welcome to the show, Don.
Deborah and Audrey, how are you?
Oh, we're good. We're good. So
I'm doing
I understand.
Well.
You have a new product for us, something to do with keeping pets' ears warm.
That's right, Doggy Don. They're earmuffs for dogs, and they're veterinary proof for safety. We feature an adjustable chin strap, and it's for dogs 10 pounds and over. One size fits all. It does not obstruct the hearing. It's adjustable. It's foldable. It's compact. And we have faux fur that keeps your dog's ears warm in the cold weather, which is terrific. We were at the Global Pet Show in Orlando a couple of weeks ago, and we got terrific response from the show. As a matter of fact, there was a production company that came over to our booth, and they said they loved it. It features a little dog on the earmuff. They thought it would be perfect. There's a new show that they're going to be... It's going to be coming out. It's like Shark Tank, and they want me to be on the show. It's going to air in September. We're going to film it next month. But Doggy Don earmuffs work really well, with it, and the dogs like it. We also found out the groomers like it too. When they groom their dogs and they're blow drying their hair, they put the earmuffs on the dogs, and this way it protects the dog's ears.
I have a couple questions.
Okay, before Audrey asks why in the world, because I think that's coming soon, I want to just say that it has been really, really cold in some places, and some dogs aren't cut out for the cold. So I could see its use, especially if you had a surgery or a shave bit or ear infections or some issue with the ears. I could definitely see this. But I do have trouble imagining any of my dogs wearing it in the climate I'm in. I'm in a climate similar to Seattle. I'm not sure. I think this is more of a cold weather kind of a thing. Okay, well, Audrey, your turn if you like.
Well, Don, were you about to say something, Don, about you're going to respond or something?
Well, no, I was just going to say that, as far as the cold weather, it works, it works in cold weather, and also it works, it's an accessory. As you know, a lot of the dog lovers, they put clothes on their dogs. They wear T-shirts on. They wear little hats and so forth, and little boots. And this is really, an accessory too that the dog lovers that they want to put on their dogs' ears to keep them warm, in the wintertime. And also, as I said, the groomers, they like it too. And you can go to our website. We have a website, doggydon.com, and you can check it out.
Is it Doggy?
Right, Doggy Don, Doggy Don, Don.com.
Doggy, Doggy Don.com. Listen,
right.
I don't even have that question. That's great. You know what I like about this, Don, is you came out right out and said it. Listen, you like to have clothes and accessory for your animals, little booties for the paws, etc. Get some earmuffs. Make them look. How much do these things run, by the way? What's the price range?
On our website, we're selling it for $17.99 plus shipping and handling. And we also have T-shirts, Doggy Don T-shirts, that has a little logo on it, that sells for $14.99 plus shipping and handling. And if you have a photo of your dog that you want to send in to us, you just email it into us or on a JPEG, and we can put that photo onto a T-shirt. And we'll mail it back to you. So when you walk around with a T-shirt, you'll have your dog's photo on their T-shirt. And that's $21.99.
Okay, well, we have to go to break, Audrey. But I'm so pleased you were easy on my guest. That was wonderful. Thank you for joining us, Don, from doggydon.com.
D-O-G-G-Y-D-O-N.
And I hope you get lots of sales of earmuffs. I will surely recognize them if I see them. Never seen a dog with earmuffs yet. So
that's why
I look
we're doing
forward
it.
To seeing that. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Okay,
all the best.
Everybody.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Audrey Pruitt and me, Deb Wolf, and we will find out what the C stands for in C. Perkins.
itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo. Look it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426. Or on the web, www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Hello, that was Autry Pruitt. You heard Howling Along with the music. He just can't help himself today because it's your Republic's birthday, I guess. And we're here on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, with me, Deb Wolf, and our new guest, Autry. Let's shake hands, shake paws, be nice to our representative from Fido Pet Products. And I have to tell you, Mr. or Ms. Perkins, we are guessing about your first name. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you called it, Autry. Woo!
Okay. I got the woman sense. I got it, too. Now, can I look her up? I got to look her up now.
Look her up. We'll see. We've been guessing about your name. I was kind of thinking Carl or Charles, and Autry thought Christina. Is he close?
Very close. It's Christine.
Oh! Nice one. Autry nails it. You are psychic. Well, welcome to the show, Christine. What have you got to tell us about today from Fido Pet Products?
Well, Fido Pet Products is where pet fun and safety meet. We have an exclusive pet car seat called the Fido Rido, and this offers pet safety in the car. It holds one or two dogs with a total weight of 30 pounds. And like I always like to say, pets on the go need a Fido Rido. But that's not all. We also have our Pet Marine Products line of designer life jackets, water toys, and pool pup steps, which offer water safety with a splash of fun.
I like life jackets because people think, well, my dog can swim. What's the problem? Nobody can swim if they're knocked unconscious by the boom or the mast or some kind of terrible boat accident. So the last thing you want to do after you've got your family all sorted, everybody was wearing life jackets, is try and dredge the bottom of the lake for the dead dog. So I like the life jacket. Do you have a life jacket with a handle that's easy to just grab with a pole when you're on a boat?
Yes, we even have them that have a place for ID. So you can put their name and your phone number or whatever. And our life jackets all have reflective strips on them, and they come in bright colors, even the designer colors. We have pink with white polka dots and nautical themes on them, so they're very cute, too.
So I went to the website, and I'm looking on the website. They have you're the vice president of sales and marketing, and then there's the sales and marketing coordinator. And there's Alan McFarland, who's the chief operating officer, it looks like. This is a great – they have tons of products. So they have this bed, these Top Dog Designs pet beds.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what you need. This is what you need. Stop having your dog sleep in the corner with your nasty socks and underwear and get him a pet bed. See, this – you see, you are useful, Christine. You are useful. I see a lot of products out there, and I have a reputation on the show – of going hard against some crazy people. But I think your products, man, they're useful. And, oh, my gosh, you're also gorgeous. Holy crap.
Uh-oh, here comes the proposal. Get ready for it, Christine.
What are you saying? Good gosh.
I think Autry has wives in every city. This is my latest thinking.
No, I'm just saying. In the dog,
or maybe husbands, because you seem to have trouble telling the boys from the girls.
There is no trouble telling Christine Perkins. You should look at... Look at who's the dog? Look at this beautiful dog. What kind of dog is that on the web?
That is a Japanese Shiba Inu.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you know what they are? If you look them up in a breed book, you will see right in their breed description, oftentimes it says, experts at stealthy escape. Stealthy escape?
Oh.
You know what, a dog who's good at escaping?
Oh, my God.
And they are. And it's so darn true. They will climb hand over hand on a tennis-style fence, or they'll get under, get around, and they do it very secretly. Sometimes they don't even want to go anywhere. They just kind of outsmart their owners and land up on the front porch. And they're very, very bright animals, but very independent.
Oh, yes, they are. My dog actually is the instigator. I mean, the inspiration behind the Fido Rido.
Oh, it is? Listen, you have some great products. Listen to this. Fido, F-I-D-O, petproducts.com. You got to go there and look at these products. And as you know, Deb's audience, if I'm saying it, you can go to it. I think in the history of the show, I've only given out one website name and said, I'm going to look at this. This is amazing. They've got this ladder where dogs can climb in and out of boats. This is really good stuff.
That's good. People often don't think about that. You know, your dog wants to go boating with you, but how's he supposed to use one of those rope slippery ladders with the little spindles on it? He doesn't have arms. So, you know, maybe when he's young, he can do it, and then it starts to be a problem. And then you don't even realize that these are the problems you've created for your dog. You just think he's getting old, or he doesn't like boating anymore.
Well, the thing is that dogs can't pull themselves up. They have to push themselves up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That makes total sense. Well, I'm glad you've come up with that. And all this stuff is available through the website. So I hope you
can check it out. And this stuff seems they have a walker. They even have YouTube videos. For Deb's audience, you got to see this website. You've got to go here, phytoproducts.com. They have YouTube videos that show you, like they have this thing called the monster lead switch, so you can stop choking. I see it all the time. People are walking their dogs here in Florida, and they're yanking a dog and choking a dog. And I'm like, will you please stop choking your damn dog? Can you do that? They have, for those of you who are dog chokers out there,
you're
and
in
abusing
a carrying
your animals,
state. Archer, you got to leave your neighbors alone. You're in a carrying state. You can't just go around accosting your neighbors and tell them what's what with their dogs.
Well, they can get a monster walker. Or, you know, listen, I know everybody and somebody has someone in their family that's choking their dog right now, taking them for a walk. Go to their website, phytopetproducts.com, and get this monster walker. This thing is awesome. Christine, you guys are... Go ahead.
I was going to tell you about the monster walker leash. It's actually a training leash to help teach the dogs not to pull.
Oh.
So it teaches them in a humane way.
Excellent.
So you're not
choking. Because you do see these people, and they're just, sometimes I'll meet someone and I'll be helping them take their things down to the kennel to board their dog, and their dog's just pulling them and pulling them. But I'll say, can I take the leash for you? By the time I get to the kennel, the dog's not doing any of that. And the person's just like, wow, I've had that dog 7 years. And I think, you've put up with that for 7 years?
Yeah, I know,
oh,
right?
Oh, my goodness, it's so easy to fix. So, okay, we're almost at break. So, Fido Pet Products, thank you so much for joining us today, Christine.
Thank you so much.
Would you like to send her flowers or anything?
No flowers. She's a vice president of sales and marketing, way above my pay grade, way above
it. You better make it roses, mister. Okay, everybody, stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. We'll be back to talk more. And I want to mention American Airlines. Not in a happy way, Autry. I hope you'll help me with this one.
We'll talk about it.
Stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. We'll be back with Autry Pruitt celebrating the birthday of Your Republic, his show, and with me, Deborah Wolf, calling in from Camp Good Dog, Vancouver, British Columbia, at, you can find me, DebWolfOnline.com, DeborahWolfOnline.com. Check it out. Stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
Anytime you're near,
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, with me, Deb Wolf, and with Autry Pruitt. Hey, Autry. How you doing?
Hey. Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. This has been a good... We've got the earmuff guy who was earlier, Doggy Don, DoggyDon.com. I liked him. He was practical. I really liked that. He was practical. And he said, listen, it's cold weather, but people like to buy accessories for their animals. So this is another accessory you can buy. And it's reasonably priced. I didn't think, $20, with shipping, I didn't think that was unreasonable. And then the real practical Miss Christine Perkins from Fido Pet Products, I thought that she was her stuff was really, really practical. The dog, the stuff I didn't even think about it, the training leash. That goes into the belly and sort of around the neck sort of the dog and all that stuff. So I thought it was, it was an interesting guest you had today. Very interesting.
Well, the earmuff thing, I keep picturing these dogs. I want to see the dogs because I think the looks on their faces are going to be like, are you kidding me? Why did you mean? They're going to be adorable pictures of dogs in earmuffs looking really pissed off. That's what I think.
Yeah, I get that.
It's going to be hot. It's going to be warm. A dog's ears are a pretty warm place to begin with. But I really do think the pictures will be adorable. And I think that's what it is. It's a gimmick. It's for fun. And you're right. He wasn't taking himself too seriously. Sometimes you get people on advertising something that just doesn't seem useful at all. And they're trying to make a case like that every dog ought to have earmuffs. Well, then why do they have fur would be the first question that would come to mind. But I do understand that that people love to dress up their pets and the pictures they take are adorable. So why not? Especially in a place where it's really, really cold, or if your dog has had his ears groomed or an ear infection or surgery. I mean, there are reasons where this could be very, very helpful. It's going to take a trick or two to a couple of treats to get your dog to put up with wearing them, I suspect. But hopefully we can get some pictures sent to us at All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and maybe we can post them. I noticed that there was this funny little study out from England where they took pictures of a dog and the owner just by the eyes, only the eyes they showed them. And 80% of the time, strangers could identify which pair of dog eyes went with which pair of owner's eyes. Cool, huh?
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, that is cool.
Trippy. I don't know who came up with the idea. Probably a research student.
Probably so.
Who had a lot of dog pictures and a lot of friends. I don't know, but it's an interesting idea because they do say people end up looking like their dogs. And I do think gestures and expressions can be transferred and shared. And dogs' eyes and people's eyes are very expressive. So it's possible that's what they're seeing. I don't know. What do you think they're seeing?
I don't know what I don't know. Hocus pocus. I don't know. Maybe they're seeing psychologically what they want. What they want to see.
Yeah, people do see what they want to see. They do.
They really do.
Depends on your perspective. Some people see what they don't want to see. It's all about.
I know, Deb. I really think. Well, that's not. You said you had something about American Airlines.
I had a not very pleasant experience with American Airlines recently. Really, really bad. Yes, I did. And there were dogs on the flight and animals and carriers. So I feel like I can talk about it on this show. But it was really bad. It was just they merged with US Air and nobody even had a 1-800 number or contact information because they weren't providing it for either of the airlines nor the new version. And there were just so many deceptive acts like they had us all line up, and then you watched as each person in line took their turn, and they would say, did you book with US Air? And if you said yes, then that was the problem. You know, then American was the problem. And if you booked with American, oh, well, then US Air was the problem. And the answers kept shifting. The plane that they made us get off that they said was not fit for flight because they made us wait so long, we got to watch it reload and go somewhere else with a different group of people. That was priceless. It never did say.
Oh, my gosh.
They kept telling us it was canceled, and it was canceled, but they never did change the sign that read delayed, ever.
It's, you know, well, a part of the problem, listen, I don't want to go too far here, but a part of the problem is the reason why is because, you know, it's a pet show. I don't want to go because now you're getting my territory because
they kick the people off. They kick the pets off. Then, ooh, they're standing there pretending to hand you vouchers for things they've told. Oh, you're going to get 3 vouchers. You're going to get double room. You're going to get next flight out. But the people had to really look at what they were handed because it wasn't what they said they were being handed. And lots of people were in the line a second time round to actually get what they were supposed to get. So, you know, there was lots of these little deceptions. And one lady with the Louis Vuitton bag, her bag got bumped. Like,
oh,
a bag,
wow.
a purse. And, another young woman unaccompanied spent 4 days extra trying to travel by herself. It was really quite the treat, Autry. And I wouldn't want to be a pet on that flight. The thing. I mean, people have to decide if they're going to put their pet in the carriage, if they're going to carry the pet on, if they're going to use tranquilizers, if they're going to have their vets help in determining when to give the drug as well as how much. Because
jeez, oh, Pete's, man. Yeah. What do you do about – is there a private, like – pet.
There
like
was an airline that did just pets. It opened up about a year and a half ago, but I don't think it's still around. I'm not sure about that. We could look into that. But mostly you can only fly with certain airlines certain times. Like they won't fly to a hot destination such as Las Vegas in summer. You know, they're climate restricted rules about when you can go and when you can't go.
Because
and it really costs
pets,
a lot of money.
They put them in cargo or something?
Yes, yes. Okay. And it is temperature controlled.
It's
supposed to be temperature and pressure controlled, but things do happen. I had one customer, a Coyote Cross, who came here for boarding, and they told me that on their trip here, when they moved here from L.A., Keisha, this Coyote Cross, got loose on the runway at LAX. And I was in the news. She was surprised I didn't hear about it up here, but the dog was running all over the place, and people were trying to catch it. And so stuff does happen. Coyotes get out of things. So, okay, we're running out of time in this segment. We'll
oh, my gosh.
I know, it was a quick one, huh?
Good gosh,
I
yes,
can't
it was.
Believe that. It can't be. We can't be running out of time.
That's oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
We
got lots of time.
Listen to that, folks. We
didn't seem like it. I just didn't think so.
So how
you know,
many?
As far
you
as
have
useless
a,
products, oh. though, I want to mention when you were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
I saw on TV this thing about synthetic grass. They used to have these pee pads that look like fake grass AstroTurf the dog was supposed to use. And now they've like kind of upped it to do your whole backyard, your whole patio and synthetic grass. Oh, man, your dog knows the difference. And if you teach it to pee on AstroTurf, it's going to pee in all kinds of places you don't want it to pee on. And ew, that's just icky. Grass and dirt and soil, that absorbs urine. This does not. This is plastic on plastic with plastic containers. And I don't want to change that. Do you want to change that?
No, I don't.
No, you're not volunteering for that one?
No way. What did you do?
Yes.
When was the last time you had Dr. Carol or Dr. Ken on? Did you have them on since I last spoke with you?
Dr. Carol, yes. Yes, I did. Why, do you feel like I'm cheating on you? I met her first, Autry.
No. I was just wondering. And then my next question to you was, you mentioned the staff at this farm, this training thing. We need to know more about, you don't really speak enough about all of what you do and the services that are available. I think some people would be interested in that.
Oh,
you know?
Sure. I should talk about Camp Good Dog and the boarding and the training. And if you want to look up Camp Good Dog on Facebook, that's where you see all the happy faces. All the dogs who come here, we take pictures of them playing and swimming and playing with each other and having a great time. So that's where you want to go if you want to see happy dogs. Camp Good Dog on Facebook. We only have a minute left in this segment. I think we have one more after this. I'm really hoping. You know, I laugh so hard with you, I lose track of things. I have two things about birds that I think people will find really interesting. Not pet birds, actual birds.
I have
birds.
A story about birds if you learn. I'll tell it to you when
you
come back.
Oh, are you the guy they always poop on? The guy who has to wear a baseball hat everywhere you go? You know, that's karma. My brother's one of those guys. And I've never been pooped on, even though
it's only happened twice
at a zoo, and I've never been pooped on. Yeah, you're drawing it. You're drawing it. You probably look up at them and go, don't poop on me. And then they see that.
And now I just avoid it.
You just avoid it.
I just avoid the poop flying down from the birds. Is it true that the poop is caused by like bread flour?
No, they have
that white color of poop.
Oh, okay, we'll come back and talk more. We're gonna talk dirt. Poop, poop. Yes, it's gonna.
Talk turds.
I can't even say it on air. It's one of those words you're not allowed to say. So, yes, we'll be talking poopy after the break on Smart Animal Talk Off on Pet Talk Radio. We'll talk about mourning doves and cardinals. Stay tuned.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Hello. You're listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And I know you think my theme song, Sexy Autry, it's because it says, I'm your doggy. You want to be my doggy, don't you?
Oh my gosh. We're about to go into some 50 Shades of Grey stuff here. Good God. This is supposed to be family friendly.
All right. So Cardinals. And those little red birds, you know, bright, bright red, the male, and the woman is sort of the female's beige with red highlights.
Yes, I understand the cardinals.
Lovely. Yeah, they make lovely sounds and they're quite smart and clever. But they have a thing with their own reflection. They're extremely territorial. And sometimes there was this car that was parked exactly within my viewing area in the place in Florida. And every morning when the sun would hit it, just the right light and the reflections were just the right way, this bird would attack that car. He would attack the mirrors. He would attack the car. He'd poop all over it. It was so fun to watch. About 7-8 minutes long of an onslaught. And, you know, all the other cars in the parking lot are clean. And there's this one car just covered in crap. Very funny. Very funny.
Wow.
Is that your car? Are you
Holy
the one that
came? Mackerel. Well, I was walking. So I was in college. I was walking to go see the president of the university. He had invited me to lunch, and it was the end of the school year. And he had said, hey, come, I'm going to take you in my car, and we're going to go have lunch. I just think you're a good person to get to know and talk with. And I remember getting on a suit, because he said we're going someplace, put on a suit, put on the tie, walked outside.
Nice.
And I didn't even, when it happened, it went all down my shoulder, side of the suit. When it happened, I looked mesmerized and I was like, what is this? And I'm looking at the leaves and then I looked at it closer. I said, this is bird. You got to be kidding me.
Aww.
So I was like, oh, so I take off the suit jacket, start to go back inside.
No way.
All in my hair. All of my shirt. Luckily for me, I was a well-dressed college man.
I guess so.
And so I had another suit. So I put another suit on and darted across campus sweating. So I could make sure I made this. I arrived there. I never told Dr. Mitchell what occurred. I never told him, but
I just have to ask you, did they call that word lunch? Is that another word for disciplinary meeting?
No. This was the president of the college. Now, the dean of students didn't like me too much. She didn't like me too much.
Yes, yes. No, the roses didn't work on her, did they?
No, okay. No, they didn't. But it could have been that broomstick. I got it for the holiday season.
Oh, nice one.
But Dr. Mitchell did like me. And when he said it, he really meant it. I spent a lot of time with him that summer. He had some kind of white dog with a flat face. I remember when I went to the president's mansion. I don't know if it was his dog or his kid's dog or whose, but it had a flat face.
Maybe it had a smashed face.
What?
Yeah, maybe. Did it have long, straight, flowy hair?
Yes.
Probably a Pekingese. They're very popular, and they come in a variety of colors, usually beiges and browns and creams and whites.
Pekingese, let me look. Oh, yeah, that was it. That's it. Aww. That's the dog.
Very cute. Well, yes. Okay. So the morning bird, the morning dove story. There were two morning doves with a nest of babies on my mother's windowsill in Florida on the outdoor porch. And the babies hatched and the parents took care of them. And I got pictures and I got video and I'm going to post it to DeborahWolfOnline.com. But it's the coolest thing. Daddy is on all night long sitting on the, once the babies are born, sitting on the babies. And mommy's on all day long. And mommy has these two tiny little, almost clear straw-like or hair-like, straws that come out of her mouth, and the babies actually drink milk from them. It's the wildest thing. And they take turns taking care of them, and, well, they took off. They flew safely. They're gone now. Took less than 2 weeks from the hatching day. One hatched one day, and about a day and a half later, the next one. And you could really see the difference in their progress, and then they started to grow feathers, and oh, it was so, so cool. So morning doves, no deadbeat dads in the morning dove community. They are full on half the time taking care of the babies.
Wow.
Kudos to them.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know what? This has been a very interesting, been a very interesting talking to you and then over the course of a year, a couple of years now, I don't even know how long it's been. What's really, I think, interesting for me, or what I've been curious about, is what in the world do you really do? Like, what do people pay you for, or your company?
Well, I do many things. You know about my media work. I write books. I go on tour. I do radio shows. I write columns. I do all that kind of stuff. TV shows.
I write columns too, actually. Movies, I'll send you some.
All this sort of stuff. But it's almost always pet related. And here at Camp Good Dog, it's a very large kennel. So we take care of dogs when people go on holiday. And it's designed so that the city dogs get to come here and have a country experience. They get to swim in a pond and they get to run around. They get to do whatever they would do at the dog park if every day they woke up at the dog park and all their friends were there and the weather was good. Because most dogs, they don't get to go to the dog park unless everything, you know, all stars align. And here, every day is dog park day. So they have a blast. They exercise, they play, they interact, they socialize. And we also make sure they're listening and, you know, not being rude at all. So we review all their manners and make sure they're behaving themselves, but it's easy to do when they're tired and they're happy.
But it's more than just you. You've got, because you mentioned a staff.
Yeah, I've got a staff here, and I do all of the training, and my staff works on all the reviews. So I'll make the steps with the dog, and then my staff will be reinforcing it. Most of the dogs come here for boarding when their owners are on holiday, but some of them come because they've got two strikes against them and they're waiting for the third, or they bit the nanny, like, or something like that, you know.
It looks like I was wrong. It looks like we are going to have another segment. So you have five segments in an hour.
No, I don't think we have another segment unless you're the one who answered.
Well, it's three.
Did you answer me?
I answered you.
I sent a question to the producer and you gave the answer. Oh, megalomaniac or what? No wonder I'm all confused.
There's only 2 minutes left in this segment.
I don't know. Is this the last? I'm asking.
No, it's not.
Don't you tell me. I want him to tell me. Oh, my God.
Oh,
yes,
it is.
It's the last.
Oh, my gosh. This sucks.
See,
your prices are amazing, by the way. Camp Good Dog prices, $33.60 per night. I looked on your website.
We should, I know. It's too cheap. But you know what?
It is a little cheap.
The dogs have a blast here, and we do pick up and delivery all over the Lower Mainland. So dogs come here from all over.
Wow.
But you know what? I got to wind up. I can't believe only 1 minute, Autry. We'll have to do this again.
We'll
have to do this again, and I'll explain to you why bird poop is so disgusting. But no, it's not about white flour. Even a bird that eats natural things will have disgusting poop by our human sensibilities, especially if it lands on you in your suit on your way to the meeting.
So
everybody out there, don't be sending bad attitude toward the birds, because the birds will strike. They see you. They really do see you. All right, it's Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And we'll be back next week with more guests and more pet stuff. Send us your requests for topics you'd like me to cover. I'd love to talk about it on air. DeborahWolfOnline.com. And until next week, be good to your animals.
I'm your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you.
And I-